Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the first episode.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Life Design with Linda Sachs. You are speaking to me, Linda Sachs. This is my first show, and I've chosen to do this show solo. Because I really want to be able to have all the listeners out there learn a lot about me and my journeys. Actually, it was just called Linda Sachs, The Backstory, which is really kind of cute. So what I'd like to do is welcome you all today, all those listeners out there, and give you just a real quick summary of what I'm seeing for my for our first show today in the 30 minutes that we've got. I'd like to just start with a real quick little blurb on life design and what that means. And then I'm going to really get into my journey, which I thought would really give a lot of you listeners a comfortable space to be in when you think about what if I really don't know what to do with my life and where do I start and why am I so stuck? So welcome, everyone, and this is really pretty much my focus. My focus is there are a lot of people out there that we all think are in their perfect job and are really thrilled and happy doing what they're doing. They're fulfilled. Their lives are running great. Everything is in sync and everything is wonderful. So I've learned in my short years up until my middle years right now, that is really not the case. What a lot of people and most people are doing out there is getting up in the morning and putting on a face and walking out into their perfect life, and really their lives aren't perfect. So what I really want to focus on is what if you really don't know what you're supposed to be doing? What if you really don't know what you really want to do or love to do? And how do you go out there and find it, and where do you start? So today really is all about the journey, what the journey can feel like, what it's felt like for me. And then at the end, I'm just going to ask who is ever interested to take out a pen and a paper, and I have just a bunch of questions. There's about 10 of them. If you want to jot any of them down, I'll list them off to you all real slow. And they're just what I call thinkers. They're questions that you can just kind of sit down in your quiet space and start asking yourself to at least open up and understand that this is all a spiritual experience. It's not about what you should be doing in life, the what, it's about the who. It's about the spiritual essence of who you are, who we are as human beings. So let me start pretty much, again, with my journey. I am 54 years old. I am living in Los Angeles. I picked up at 52 years old and moved here a year and a half ago, sold out my house in lock, stock, and barrel, and fulfilled really a lifetime dream. When I was really young, a little girl, I always knew that I would live somewhere near water. I always knew that I would be living in a warm climate, and I always knew that whatever I was going to be doing in my life, it was going to feel like it was a perfect fit for me. The interesting thing was I never really knew what that perfect fit was. And from the time I was 14 till almost 54, so I'm going to put myself out there and say in 40 years' time, I had gone through maybe 10 to 12 different job styles and careers. And I was just feeling so lost. I was trying and trying and trying to find the right thing or the right fit, and none of it felt right. I graduated high school, and this is really when my journey pretty much started. I knew that I wanted to help people. I had a genuine feeling of knowing that I really wanted to guide people along their path, but I didn't know what that meant. I also knew that I had a very strong creative side, and I struggled a lot with the creative and the helping, the left brain and the right brain, and which one predominates and which one should I be doing. I ended up, interestingly enough, thinking about getting a PhD in psychology and ended up in McGill University in Montreal in a social work program. I then went out and did internship and field works and worked in agencies, and I was miserable. I couldn't stand all the paperwork. I couldn't stand watching all my P's and Q's and having supervisors on top of me, and I was just miserable. I got married. I was a newlywed, and I used to go home at night, and my ex-husband would just say to me, "You're impossible. I can't even be with you. I can't come near you. I can't live with you." And that's when the light bulb really went off, everyone, and I went, maybe it's really just not all about the job, the J-O-B. That's really all it is. Something's wrong here. So obviously I'm probably just not in sync with who I really am inside. What does that mean? At my core, what really excites me? What really makes me feel like I'm useful in this world? Where do I fit? What is something I can do naturally as an extension of my day-to-day life so that I can get up in the morning, go to my job, come home at night, and on the weekend I can still feel like it's a part of my life, like my life is flowing, not like I get up in the morning and I put on a job hat and I come home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I have to shift a gear. That's what I think a lot of us are not getting, is when we talk about life purpose and doing what we feel we're put on this earth to do, that needs to be something that's flowing through us. In other words, if any of you listeners out there, if there's one of you that knows you just absolutely love to draw and you love everything about going to museums and all about art, well, if you came back, you know, and told me that you're in your perfect dream job and your perfect dream job is being an administrative assistant in a huge corporation, I would kind of look at you and ask you, are you sure? So that's pretty much about what this is. I always knew that I had a strong empathetic side and that I was able to sit down and someone could start talking to me about their life. And within seconds, it's like on a picture or a vision board, I could see them. It as though I was drawing with a pencil. So there was, or a paintbrush. So there was the merge between the helping side of me and the creative artistic side of me. I didn't realize and see at that point in life that there was a vision ahead. So along the path after my social work degree and my ex-husband, I'm going to backtrack, telling me that I was impossible to live with, I just walked away from it and said, this is too bureaucratic for me. And I'd spent four years in university. I then turned around and thought, okay, I'm going to try something totally different. And I went into business for myself with a neighbor of mine, and we were making desserts, confectionery desserts. So I learned how to make truffles. I went back into the kitchen, and I was doing gourmet desserts, and we had a catering company. And I loved that. I was just in my element and so happy. But 2 years later, I got pregnant, and it all made me nauseous. So then I turned around and thought, maybe I should try something different. And I wanted to be at home with my children. So I was approached by someone else who had said to me, you know, you're so artistic. Once again, all my gifts were kind of coming out, but they were coming out in bits and pieces. Nothing was kind of, it was fragmented in a puzzle. None of it was making sense. And it was just so frustrating to me because I was starting to feel like somewhere along the line here, I feel like I'm quitting all the time. I'm just not following through with something. And there's a reason why that's happening. And I was always asking why. So my next business venture was now hand painting children's clothing, adults' clothing. We were doing T-shirts and scarves and hats, very artistic. So I put myself in the fashion industry once again, manufacturing, production, sales, buying, bookkeeping, finances. Now, anyone that's listening out there, you tell me, do you really think it's so possible that if you want to be a solopreneur, you can tackle that all on and do it all by yourself on your own? Or is that not necessarily a recipe for failure? Well, that's what happened. I found a partner, and we were amazing for 2 years. And then the partnership started breaking down because we just had too many responsibilities between the two of us. And we needed to restructure and take this more seriously, but the two of us really didn't want to. So once again, that folded. Now here I am again looking at myself in my 30s with one child and pregnant with another one along the way. And I decided to go into my father's company and do the administrative assistant Girl Friday thing. I did that for about a year or two. And I just, that was so not me. I absolutely knew that was so not me. So I pulled away from that. And then after that, I was thinking to myself, okay, maybe now I really need to go back and get my PhD in psychology, because then I was thinking, maybe I need to educate myself to a higher level so I'll get that recognition out there. Not even thinking about all the bureaucracy. So, you know, once again, we go through this whole long journey, and it really gets kind of tough. So, you know, I do believe, as I said, that we're all sent here on this earth for a reason, and that we do have a unique gift to give the world. And I genuinely do feel that the expression of these gifts contribute to a cause that's much more greater than ourselves. It is our job to figure it out. It can take a whole lifetime. There really is no shame. And sometimes we have to learn from what it is we don't want until we really do find our fit of what it is we do want. So at this time, right about now, I'd like to invite callers to call in. I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 1-877-296-0345. 1-877-296-0345. For anyone that would like to call in, I want everyone to feel really comfortable in sharing their stories. You know, I've been called the connect the dots lady. Well, if any of you are aware and know about Steve Jobs, in his Stanford address, he did say, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect those dots looking backwards. So really, pretty much, that's my huge story in a nutshell. Was I needed to take every little dot and connect it, and those dots were going to take years until they made any sense, until 52, when I finally knew I life design was what I created. And here I am just now launching it in my mid-50s. It's never too late for any of you. You have to trust in something, your gut, in destiny, in your life, in karma, whatever it is. Your life is all about the pieces of a puzzle. Please, if anyone would like to call in once again, I'm inviting callers, 1-877-296-0345. You know, the purpose of your life really is to discover who you are. It's really to meet yourself and to identify what you're made of. To do this, you really need to give yourself some extra special attention. You need to just stop. Stop running, stop going, stop doing, stop chasing. And you need to start spending more time just being with yourself. What do I mean when I say that? It means you just need to, all of a sudden, like I did about 10 years ago, sit back, get conscious, connect with your unconditioned self, and ask yourself, this really isn't about the J-O-B. It has to be about my true essence. Who am I at my spiritual core? What matters? What are the things that I love to do? How do I find out what my divine spiritual life mission and purpose is? If God put us on this earth because we do have a purpose, well, it really is our job, like our purpose, to go out and try and find it. So it's one of those things I kind of call your heart's prayer. You know, you put it out there and you ask the kind of questions like, okay, what makes me happy? You know, when I'm doing something that I totally love, that I lose sense of myself, what is this thing that I'm doing? And notice how you feel and ask yourself, what inspires me? What motivates me? What motivates me to show up? If I was sick and I had like the world's worst flu or a cold, I'd still get dressed and get out of bed and run to go do it. That's when you're living your purpose. So you really need and have to dare to be even more of who you are. So once again, I see that nobody's calling in, and that's really fine. I'm hoping that even though if there is no one calling in, that there are people out there listening, because what I would like to do is I'd like to just right now in the time that we have left suggest any of you out there that have a pen and a paper, if you're shy, if you don't want to call in, that's fine. I never like to be the first caller myself either. So I'm going to list off a bunch of about 10 questions, I guess, which are just kind of what I call, you know, little thinkers, just to kind of put you in the zone for you to start, like, looking at your life. Really don't focus in and look at the job. Don't look at the job. It's not about the job. If, you know, I want to open up the forum, just, you know, if anybody wants to chat or whatever, as I said, I do have some questions, some pointers, some stuff that, you know, we can look at and we can share. So before I do that, if there is anyone else that would like to call in, you know, you can send a question to a chat room or a comment if you really don't want to call, and that would be great too. So I'm going to hold on a few more seconds, and I'm just, before I list off these questions, I'm going to say, you know, if you really don't know what your purpose is, or you feel like you don't, you need to kind of shed the weight of all that. You need to get the negative drain off of it. You need to just ask yourself, what would make me feel authentic? What would feel real? And you need to bring some love and light and inspiration into your life. And you need to get connected to your heart space or your spiritual zone. The deeper obstacles, you know, the things that are happening in your life, you need to surpass and get by those. In order for you to be able to want to discover, you really have, you know, we all have negative and limiting beliefs that we kind of hang on to and hold us back. And we need to raise our vibration. We need to really tune in and clear all those energy blocks. These are, you know, future shows, things that I'm going to be looking at in weeks to come. One will be, how do we clear some of our energy blocks so that we can kind of tune in like antennas, that we can start looking for some perspectives and different ways to just be assessing our situation and going, why do I just feel like my life is a zero? I'm so empty. And I just, it's just not, listen, we don't all have the Steve Jobs kind of thing, but there are tools and techniques out there where you can raise your energy vibrations to the level. And we need to do that. We need to boost our manifestation potential and feel like if we really wanted to be like a Steve Jobs, well, you know what? We all can do that. It's attainable for all of us. So once again, I know that no one's calling in out there. If anybody would like to send a question into the chat room, that would be great. I do have a chat question. It says, I love your show title. How did you come up with it? Really great question. Okay, so for the longest time, I obviously, as I had said, life design expert. I had taken a coaching certificate, and it was called Life Coach, Soul Coach. I played around for months. Who am I? What am I? Am I a spiritual coach, a spiritual life coach? If I must have had papers all over my office floor in Montreal on every which color, writing all kinds of different titles, like we might spend days on a business card design, and then we realize we just hand it to somebody, and if something about you that they like, they were going to call you no matter what that card looked like. But it was so important to me, that title meant so much. I had tried so many different things, and honestly, I really do have to give credit to Michelle Arbeau, who is my authentic you angel. And I really reached out to her as an intuitive and said, you know, I really need help with this. I'm up night and I'm struggling. Why am I struggling? And she said, well, wait a minute. Give me just, you know, a few days to think it over, and I'm going to come up with something. And she said, you know, you are designing people, your life, right? And you want to help people design their lives, right? And I said, yes. So she said, well, you're a social worker, right? And I said, yes. So she said, take the coach out, and you're saying you've done this for 50-odd years. Do you consider yourself an expert? And I said, absolutely. So she said, well, if you're designing people's lives, let's play around with that. And once again, I struggled and I went back to the board. And finally, I got a call from Michelle. And she said, you know, I see what you are. You are a life designer, a life design expert. And that was really incredible because I also had taken a certificate years ago in interior design and thought I wanted to be an interior designer. Once again, my whole long list of things I always thought I wanted to do. And all these dots connected like pieces to a puzzle. And I went, wow. And Michelle said, you're the connect, the dot lady, which I couldn't believe. So you see, we open up pathways for ourselves, but did I struggle for months and months with that title? That was really tough. And usually when we kind of throw stuff out there and say, you know what, I can't do this on my own, you just pick your hands up and look up at the sky, whoever your superior power may be, we should all have them. And you just say, okay, you know, I surrender, like, help me with this. You'll be shocked at the miracles that come your way and the people that just show up who are there the minute that you call or within hours and days, and they have the answers for you. I'm trying to really take a spiritual twist on this show, that designing our lives and purpose is not just about a job, making money and bringing home this great paycheck and giving great things to our kids so that they can go out there and show off, or, you know, we have this great, this materialistic, this great house or great car, whatever. You know, at the end of the day, I remember my late mom said, we don't take that stuff with us when we go. So we're stripped of everything. Pretty much, purpose to me is all about destiny. It's really a unique gift, passion, something that's God-given. So I am going to, you know, take this show very spiritual. So here are just a few questions I'm going to try and put out there, okay? Anyone has a pen and a paper in the minutes that we have left, if you want to just write this down, like these questions down, I'm going to make them real short and fast and easy, just to kind of get your mind thinking. That's what you need to do. You need to kind of get out of the job gutter, or which is what I call it, and get back into your essence. So the first question would be, what makes you smile? What makes you smile? Okay, activities, people, events, hobbies, what makes you smile? What are your favorite things that you love to do, that you've done in the past, or that you're doing today? What are your favorite things you like to do? Third question, what activities make you just lose track of time? What activities make you just lose track of time? Fourth question, what makes you feel so great about yourself? And this question is a real good one. For anyone who's not writing them down and wants to walk away with one that they can remember, who inspires you the most? Anyone that you can think of out of your network of family, your friends, authors, artists, leaders. Who inspires you the most? What qualities inspire you in that person? Write those down. Okay, I'm going to do about two or three more questions because I see we have about 6 minutes left. And then I'm just going to tell you what's kind of coming up in the next few weeks. So here's another one. What do people typically ask you for help in? When people come to you, your friends, your children, your family members, they know you're good at something. They're your best guides. All right, and one more. If you want to discover who you are, pretty much you need to empty your head of all your limiting beliefs. So, you know, sit down and ask yourself, what causes do you believe in? What are your deepest values? What are the things that really matter? That is pretty much it. In the weeks that come, once again, I said, I'd like to, oh, there's one more question I hear that I see that I'm going to grab real quick. So the caller is saying, I'm 55 years old, but I'm having a hard time shedding society's image that a woman of 55 can't start over. Any advice? Well, the advice is, here I am, and it's me. Great question. Thank you so much. And I'm going to take this one right up to Oprah, because she's really, I guess, pretty much our guru. And I'll be the little yogi, and I'll say, at 54 years old, I decided to get certified in yoga as a yoga instructor. And let me tell you, my body is exhausted. But you know what? I walk in there with this great spirit, and it's all in my gratitude. So I think getting real humble to answer the question, society's image, you know, that's like fear, false events appearing real. You've got to get yourself somehow, and we can work on that on future shows, out of the what do other people think about me. Take this all from the outside. It all has to come from the inside out. Anything that we are going to achieve now, if you want it that bad, you're going to have to go out there and get it and make it happen. So we really need to start with attitude and beliefs. And let me tell you, I'm it. At 54, I decided to really get into radio. I laughed. I said to a friend the other day, if I'd only known when I was in my 20s, today I could be God knows. I could think of so many women that literally are my role models, that you know, are my mentors. So believing in yourself is huge. And take the number away. It's like a single woman in her 50s who's going out dating. Don't ever tell the guy that you're with you're 55. If he doesn't want to know, he doesn't have to know. Age is just a number. It's all in how you feel. Hope that answered the question. I can talk about that more in later shows. It is a great middle-aged topic. You know, we're now like the 50s or like the 25-year-olds. So pretty much shed half that age and just get out there. And if you have kids, let me tell you, the best thing you can probably do if you're a woman is you can make them so proud of you and you can be their role model. And there's nothing stronger and better than that. So if I can do it, anybody can. I have a lot of negative self-talk going through my head. I'm human just like everyone else. Life coaches have coaches that they need to depend on. Psychologists should have psychologists, friends that, you know, they need to go to because they need help. We all need help. So everybody just really get humble. It's all kitchen table wisdom. We just need to sit down and share stuff and talk about stuff. So try and think of this as a spiritual experience. It's the essence of who you are. It's not the job that you do and the job title, if I keep it real simple for today. I'm looking forward to callers in the weeks that come. Please hit me with any kind of questions, and if I can't answer them, I'll get humble, and that's okay too. And next week, I think I'd like to talk about something which kind of confuses a lot of people. There's mission statements that are out there. That's, you know, what we're supposed to be, or what we think we're supposed to be doing in this world. And there's life purpose statements, and there are divine life purpose statements, and they're all different. They're real different. So I'm going to focus on that. In following weeks that come, I'm going to be talking, or maybe the following week, I'm going to be talking about, you know, tips, toolbox kind of tips. How do we release energy blockages when we really are stunned and feel so stuck and don't know how to get unstuck? So that's another topic of huge, big interest. And then the following week, hopefully, I'm going to get into the purpose-driven life and the topic of our lives being purpose-driven in everything that we do so that we stay in sync from morning till night. So there are only 2 minutes left. So real quick, anyone that wants to call in, last few minutes, this is it. I have enjoyed the first day. Once again, this is new for me. You can get on my website at lindasacks.com. That would be www.lindasacks.com. There are going to be podcasts of the shows that will be archived there. The website is just up and running. As I said, I'm reinvented at 54. There's a lot of exciting things. I meet with my web designer a few times a week right now, and it's just blowing my mind. You really take the first step, and all of a sudden you're out there and you go, wow. And if you're 55, I'm telling you, I'm feeling like 25. So that's the thrill. When it's effortless and it feels so exciting and so good like that, you know you're doing the right thing and in the right place. And people, it's taken me 40 years to get there. So it's all about the journey. I want to end by saying, please, thank you, first of all, thank you so much for whoever's out there listening. Please do tune in next week for another episode of Life Design with Linda Sacks, when we will be focusing on all about the mission and the life purpose statements. It is a process to get that, to make that happen. It doesn't happen in 10 minutes. And if you can't sit down and do it in 10 minutes, well, guess what? There's nothing wrong with you because it's not an easy thing to do. Okay, so there's 1 minute left. I just got my cue. There's 1 minute left. And in that, well, there's really one, there's 1 minute has now gone into like 30 seconds. And I can pretty much say, you know what, it's been a pleasure. If any of you want to look up a word, look up the word authenticity. That'll be homework for next week. Find a definition for authenticity. And when I open my show next week, anyone who didn't want to say hello today that would like to call in next week and give a definition, their definition for authenticity, that would be great. I want to thank you all for listening, and have a great week.